That's the new Donna Summer LP, a tremendous LP. That's the LP from which we get State of Independence. And that song there called The Mystery of Love. Now, if you've got something lined up for this weekend, you are not too sure about it, then something you can be sure about, and that is that there's going to be a stamp exhibition. And that is being held at the RDS Ballsbridge on Thursday, and they're on. Now, it's Stamper 82 Ireland's 11th National Stamp Exhibition. And there'll be some rather interesting stamps there, and collectors, of course. So Stamp 82 will include a wide range of exhibits from collectors throughout Ireland and Great Britain. There's also going to be 24 dealers there who will be prepared to buy and sell your stamps and give you free evaluation. So make a note in your calendar. Stamper 82 is being held this week at the RDS.
House buyers, McConnell's Builders will proudly show you around their secluded cul-de-sac development of 8 luxury 4-bedroom detached houses at Woodlands Port Monarch. This desirable on-the-hill development, close to the new leisure centre, schools, shops, playing fields and beaches, features spacious accommodation, built in Tyrone brick and Spanish tile with dual central heating, built-in wardrobes, large kitchen with solid oak units, fully insulated to government standards and secluded walled gardens, plus many more luxuries. At £65,000, which includes a £300 wallpaper allowance and £300 fireplace allowance supplied by McConnell's The Great People. These luxury 4-bedroom detached houses must be seen. Viewing Saturday and Sunday from 3 to 5pm or by appointment, phone O'Hara and Kelly on Dublin 741-476. Visit the Woodlands development this weekend off Carrickhill, Portmarnock.
Gymnasia Internationale, set in exclusive modern surroundings, offers professional instruction and advice to men and women. Gymnasia Internationale, Ireland's newest and most comprehensive fitness club. 18 Lower Dorset Street. Phone 724425. That's 724425.
Closing down sale, now on at Friends Ladies Shop in Henry Street. All latest summer and winter fashions from leading Irish and continental manufacturers at never again prices. Complete clearance at Friends Ladies Shop Henry Street. Now closing down.
Going away with Fat Larry's band.
Lovely song, isn't it?
40 minutes to midday. How's this for a golden oldie? Trumpeters, he'd sit there all day playing that if he got half the chance. Oh, another Kangaroo record. My goodness. 12 and a half minutes to midday. This is the Four Seasons.
Working my way back to you, babe.
Memories on Sunshine with the Four Seasons and Frankie Valli, working their way back to you. It's 10 to 12. The new one from the Nolans.
You could.
Rollins and their song called Dragonfly. Great new hit sound for them. I think that's heading up in the charts.
What would you do if you were about to be mugged or raped? Tonight, the Evening Herald looks at this all-too-real problem that faces women on Dublin streets. We also look at the many ways a woman can protect herself when confronted by a would-be attacker. An elbow in the solar plexus, a fist to the nose, or sharp hit to the groin will immobilize any attacker. Keys, umbrellas, or a rolled-up newspaper are also very effective weapons. Read how to protect yourself on the streets tonight in the Evening Herald. Whatever it is, the Herald has it.
They drink it everywhere, man. Whatever you've been doing, man. Up in the air or out of water. Tennis or lager, they all order. They drink it everywhere.
Now for the first time, Dublin Pint Drinkers can enjoy a quality draft lager that costs no more than ales itself. And a lot less than other lagers, because Tennent's in town. Famous lager at a fair price. A great new deal for pint drinkers. Look for the big T on tap and try it. It makes a welcome and enjoyable change.
Woodley Green presents
Woodley Green Apple Shampoo. Featuring natural apple fragrance for fresh, attractive hair with neutral balance to leave hair soft and shiny.
I'll never forget our last moments together, Heather.
Oh, John.
With your soft hair, that fragrance.
Woodley Green Apple Shampoo.
Oh, this is good, Father.
It doesn't remember me.
Why? It's a lock of your hair.
No other shampoo leaves hair so fresh, so fragrant.
And don't forget that other great classic, Woodley Green Apple Soap, appearing at a shop near you now.
Who has the lowest vegetable prices on the north side?
The Harvest Wagon!
Who has launched the price war on vegetables?
The Harvest Wagon!
Specialists in fruit and vegetables, flowers, plants and health foods.
To launch the price war, we're giving away a free pot plant to each customer who spends £4 or over.
Listen to today's vegetable prices at the Harvest Wagon downstairs at the Malahide Shopping Centre.
Now carrots are 10p a pound, sprouts are 18p a pound, celery is 23p, onions are 12p a pound, turnips are 16p a pound, potatoes, £2.30 for a 4-stone bag of pinks. The Harvest Wagon, Malahide Shopping Center.
Okay. Get right into the middle of things. Chicago nightclub is topping the charts.
Disco, disco, disco.
Leading the rest with the best.
Music, music.
Experience the lighting and sounds.
Feel it, feel it.
This is what makes Chicago. Dancing to the Miz Discs, presented by top DJs. Wine and dine with your friends. Every night is a night out at Chicago, Baggett Street, Dublin.
It's the best disco in town.
Best music.
Best station.
Best music.
Best station.
Sunshine FM.
You dropped the bomb on me, baby.
You dropped the bomb on me.
baby. You took the farm on me. You were in motion, red like lotion. You were the gift for me. You were the first explosion, trained not to be corrosion. You were the first for me. But you turned me up, you took the farm on me. Baby, you took the farm on me. Baby, you took the farm on me. I won't forget what you done to me, babe. You took the farm on me. Baby, you took the farm on me. You took the farm on me. Baby, you took the farm on me.
The Gab Band winding up our program this morning. It's been a pleasure being with you. Can't get over that 10-10 quiz. What a marathon. Well, join us again tomorrow morning. Not forgetting, we'll have What's in a Name at 9:15 and lots of music. Give me and the fun through until midday. Until then, this is Robbie Dale saying to you, take care of each other. It's 12 o'clock.
The strike at Houston Station is over. Good afternoon. This is David Malone. A statement issued by CIE this morning said that the dispute which caused all early morning trains out of Houston Station to be cancelled has been settled. Only one incoming train was affected. That was the 7:30 from Cork. The dispute began just after midnight when train drivers, members of the National Bus Workers Union, placed a picket on the Inchicore locomotive depot. They were protesting about rostering. Suburban trains weren't affected. In Northern Ireland, the son of one of the candidates for Wednesday's election to the new Assembly has been injured in a bomb attack in County Derry. The candidate is Robert Overend, a United Ulster Unionist. His 24-year-old son, also called Robert, was driving a car when it hit a tripwire. He's not said to be seriously injured. Mr. William Lochnan, Fianna Fáil TD for Clare, has died. He was 67. A native of County Clare, Bill Lochnan was first elected to the Dáil in 1969 and has never failed to be elected since. He was a member of the Irish Medical Association since 1941 and a member of the GAA since 1930. He was a winner of an All-Ireland Hurling Medal with Dublin. Mr. Lochnan was one of the more Republican deputies in the Dáil and has been an outspoken supporter of Mr. Hoy. He leaves one son and three daughters. Following the layoffs of 350 workers at the Dublin Gas Company, pickets have now been placed on the company's premises. The protesters are members of the Federated Workers' Union of Ireland. Last night, talks between union and management officials broke down. The talks were over a union ban on natural gas conversion work for the Kinsale gas pipeline. In Argentina, at least 30 people were killed and nearly 60 injured in a train crash near Buenos Aires. One passenger train ran into the back of another at a station 6 miles south of the city. Some reports say it was thrown right over the second train. Railway officials fear the death toll will rise. In California, all 14 people on board a light aircraft were killed when it crashed about 100 miles southwest of Los Angeles. 13 of those who died were free-fall parachutists. Witnesses said the plane had trouble gaining height and crashed soon after takeoff. There's been another terrorist attack in Spain, where voters go to the polls in a general election next week. According to Madrid Radio, a bomb went off outside a bank in the capital city early this morning. It exploded as a security guard was moving it, but he sustained only slight injuries. This morning's attack was another in a series which hit Spain over the weekend. It's thought political right-wingers were responsible. The Chinese have acknowledged that they lost contact with a military plane on Saturday. That's the day the South Koreans say a Chinese Air Force pilot defected in a MiG fighter plane. In a brief statement, the Chinese Foreign Ministry said one of their planes had disappeared while on a training flight over the sea, but they gave no other details. Irish fishermen are threatening a blockade to blockade the country's ports over a dispute with the government. Five fishermen are currently on remand in Manchoy prison after being arrested for illegal fishing in the Celtic Sea. Herring fishing there is restricted by EEC regulations designed to preserve fish stocks. However, the jailed fishermen say there are plenty of fish and they want the government to back their claim. They've refused to sign bail bonds, which would allow them to go free pending their trial. Eight men who provision on Sinn Féin say are election workers for them are due in court in Belfast today, charged with withholding information. They were arrested in IUC raids in the Andersonstown area of the city. An 80-year-old woman died last night when the car in which she was a passenger crashed into the hedge after colliding with a bullock on the main Dublin to Derry road near Keady. Her name hasn't yet been given. Today's financial news, the punt made a slight drop against sterling to opening this morning at 79.3 pence. Against the American currency, the punt opened at $1.35.8 cents. On the European front, one punt will get you 9.63 French francs, 3.4 German marks, 3.71 Dutch guilders, 155 Spanish pesetas, 96.8 Greek drachmas, or 1,943 Italian lira. And finally, the New Zealand city of Whanganui has been hit by two more earth tremors, bringing the total number of quakes in the area to 15 in the last few days. The tremors caused cracks in buildings, but there are no reports of injuries. Sunshine Radio News Dublin, the next bulletin is at 1 o'clock.
Sunshine 101, David Lyons.
I just want someone I can hold on to.
9 minutes after 12, sunshine, it's lunchtime. Thank you to Robbie for this morning. It's David Lyons through till 3. That was Diana Ross and a new single, Muscles, this one from The Jam. Single from The Jam and The Bitterest Pill I Ever Had to Swallow. 12 minutes after 12. How are you today? Don't you feel well? What a change in the weather. I mean, yesterday, the monsoons. Today, the sun is shining. It's the 18th of October, and this time last month was September.
Do you remember?